Welcome back to the Lifetimes Podcast with your host, Lloyd Phillips.
And I'm Leighton Rowan.
I said with your host. Is that what I say? With your host or I'm your host?
You've literally never said that. I'm your host, Lloyd Phillips.
That's what you yeah, said. He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. What have you been doing?
Anything exciting? You know, just partying.
I like, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Like it's 2000. For those of you that are not watching this thing, I got the Butter Lamb hat on.
Yep.
And I'll get to that in a second. I'm wearing all Buffalo's gear. Well, so for the last 2 years, not three, but two, lots of people assumed or projected Buffalo to win the Super Bowl or be in the Super Bowl, and they didn't make it. They lost in the championship game. And that one, they lost with 13 seconds left, or 7 seconds, something stupid like that. So it's like you've built up the season so much, and you get excited, and then it's over.
Yep.
And you're just staring at it. Our buddy Blake, when the Cardinals, which I think they're terrible this year, but when the Cardinals get beat, he is an avid baseball fan. He watches every single game he watches on TV, Cardinals. And when the Cardinals are out, he no longer watches baseball. He doesn't watch the World Series. He doesn't watch it out.
Yeah.
Cuts it off.
That's how I am with college football. I mean, if OU's not in it, I ain't watching nothing.
Yeah, that's weird. But then you never watched the playoffs. Yeah, terrible. Yeah, go TU. I can be a TU fan now because Philip Montgomery's gone. And Philip Montgomery refused. I've said this probably numerous times, but Philip Montgomery refused to go get this, to even look at the kid from my hometown, Mason Fine kid. And I wrote off TU right then. And I said, and this is my life. I'm a lifelong TU fan. And I was like, nope, I'm out until Philip Montgomery's gone.
Shout out to Philip Montgomery. If you want to come on the podcast, just hit us up.
You're never invited. So I'm glad he's gone. What an idiot.
I got to make a business email for this podcast now so I can get people.
And now, if I'm not mistaken, he's top 25, maybe 26, top 25 passer of all time. And they wouldn't even go look at him. Tulsa University wouldn't go look at him because they have so many prospects.
Yeah, maybe he was busy.
Oh, gosh. What a bunch of idiots. Or one, I guess. I've had enough. Philip Montgomery. Anyway, so I got this Buffalo Bills gear on. And this is a Butter Lamb hat. That's where I was going with that.
Yeah.
So I'm in Buffalo. I go to Buffalo, New York the other day. I've never been there. So this is why this is awesome. But I drove up there on a weekend, and I drove up there. You know, I live in Tulsa. I didn't start in Tulsa.
Yeah.
So I drove up there. And I'm going to Erie, Pennsylvania, which I'd heard of my whole life. It's on Lake Erie. So the whole time this is going, I'll try not to make this too long-winded, but as I'm driving up there, and I thought, I got to get in Lake Erie. Because every great lake I've been to, I've got in the lake. I was I got to get in the lake.
Yeah.
So, but I'm on my way to Buffalo. I'm on a time frame here. I wanted to go to the stadium, of course, because I've never been there before, which is crazy. For all the places I've been in the country, I've never been up there. Have you been up there?
Nope.
No. Well, I don't know how you got there because.
Well, maybe I've passed.
Let me get to that part, and then you'll tell me. So, the reason I drove straight there is because I know how long the stadium's open. I'm gonna hang out in Buffalo, but I got to get to Niagara Falls because all I want to do. It's not good enough that I just see the falls. I got to get in the Maiden of the Mist. I got to get on that boat.
Yeah.
I got to get on the boat. And so I don't know what time they close because the website doesn't show it. So I bypassed anything cool, drove straight to Niagara, drove through Buffalo, and got there. I made it. The thing is open until 7:30. I parked. I start walking. That in itself, there's water everywhere all over that town.
Yeah.
So I didn't know which way to go. And I was in a hurry because I was like, I got to catch this boat. So anyway, I got there. You ever been on that boat?
I did. We didn't go on the boat, but I've been to Niagara Falls.
Okay, so you told me that. Did you fly in there or drive?
Nope, we drove.
Then you have been to Buffalo. Okay,
so we
you've been to the motherlands before I have. I like that. That's good.
Well, Norman is the motherland, but yeah.
Which is funny thing you're saying because it's different sports, but different levels. But you do have an Indianapolis Colts hat on right now.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Shout out Peyton Manning. If you ever want to come on the podcast, hit me up.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. We're going to have to get an extra tall headset so it can reach your ears.
There you go, burning down stuff.
You know, he's got to have a custom headset. He's got to have a custom headset because if you put the headphones on the top of his head, they got to drop down about 14 inches to get over his ears. So, and that's, I'm not even exaggerating. He's got a giant forehead. And I'm just imagining, when my daughter was born and my wife refused to let go of her head with, you know, with the, how that works for the baby process.
Yeah.
She extended my daughter's head by like, it was like 14 inches long. It looked like Peyton Manning's head. And so my daughter's head went back to normal. His never did.
Yeah, his never did.
Or he got stretched out as a record, and when it sunk down, it settled at 14 between the top of his head and his ears. Anyway, so, he can be on there here if he wants to be.
Yeah, we'll just have to get some headphone extensions.
Yeah, for sure. We may have to cut our headphones, cut it out, and just make our own. You know, maybe like put it on hangers or something. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, so anyway, so I get up there. I felt like Niagara Falls, I always thought it was, I thought it bordered Buffalo. That's what I thought. It doesn't. It's like 17 more miles. And the thing about driving there, they have cameras on those roads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm in New York now, so I don't trust the system.
Yeah.
I think everybody's going to give me a ticket.
Yeah.
I guarantee they write tickets.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Off the camera data?
Yes. Yeah. So I guess, well, I don't know if I have a ticket yet. I'll know later. I don't know because the truck I'm driving is in the company name. I'll know when they call me. I'll know when they get back to me. Yeah. but I don't think I speeded. Anyway, I get there. The only reason I wanted to go because it was on Superman a long time ago. Remember Superman with Christopher Reeves?
Yes.
The original Superman?
The best one.
Yeah, Superman 2. So going up there, I don't know how much it costs. I mean, within reason. It's not, you know. But no matter what the cost is, within reason. I wanted to stay at the suite, the honeymoon suite, where Superman and Lois Lane stayed. Can you remember Superman 2?
You're so nerdy.
What? Why is that?
I have to stay at the honeymoon suite.
You don't even know Superman like I do. I want to apologize for everybody because Layton says dumb stuff sometimes.
That was the nerdiest thing that's ever came out of your mouth.
Not if you've watched Superman. I've been trying to get to that hotel room for a while. It has this bed that shakes. You put a quarter in it. This is from the movie, I remember. And then there's a fireplace in the center, and you pull this rope, and it goes.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And raises up. Well, yeah. Yeah, all that sounds cool. That hotel is in, it's at Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Couple things here the world doesn't know. That hotel room is not real. They made it at a hotel. They made that at a hotel. So, is it ready for this? It's not going to make sense. That hotel room is at a hotel, but that hotel room is fake. They built it for a set. And it's also in Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't have a passport. So I couldn't even stay where Superman stayed. And I thought that was stupid. And then the side of the falls in the movie, I couldn't see that.
Because of on the Canadian because
it's,
side.
Yeah, because it's in Canada. And the same weekend that I was there, somebody fell into the thing and on the Canadian side. So I couldn't even see that because I was on the American side. Yeah, it really happened. I don't know because I hadn't got over there to see.
I guess that's true.
But I know. All right, so in the Superman movie, most people are going to remember this at my age. When he's Clark Kent and a kid climbs over the railing and he's like leaning back and grabbing it with one arm, leaning back and grabbing it with one arm. And then he slips, misses the rail, and he's falling in. Well, somehow in that fall, now let's think about real time here. If you were to fall into the falls, you would be in the water in about a second and a half.
Yeah.
Probably. Like you'd hit the bottom.
Yeah.
But somehow Clark Kent ran over to, I think, a phone booth.
Yes.
Ran into the phone booth, then changed.
Changed, yes.
Then flew out, then caught the kid. Back then it was deeper. Yeah. So the kid fell for 28 seconds.
Yes.
And that's how he was able to swoop down and get him. All right, so I didn't get to see any of that.
But you saw Niagara Falls, which is still cool.
Oh, I saw it. I was in it. I was in the roar. Falls.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got on this Maiden of the Mist, and you pull down into the water.
Yeah.
Like, you're in it. Like, yeah, you're
we
in
saw
the water.
It. We saw it, but we didn't get on. I think we were trying to make it to New York City, like, in some kind of schedule. So, we just went, visited, left.
I really hate to tell you this. You know how far New York City is from there?
No. This was years... I don't remember.
500 miles.
Well, I wasn't driving.
I didn't realize New York was that big, by the way.
I didn't either. I was actually surprised by that.
500 miles flight to New York City.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, man, I thought we were in Texas for a minute. So, anyway, I missed all that. I did get there. The falls are so crazy because of the roar, the uproar. There's so much force that you can't hear it.
Yes.
It sounds like a storm, and I guess the wind's blowing 40 miles an hour, it seems like, 40 or 50, on the boat. But it's only like down there. Up top, like before you get down there, it's like calm day.
Yeah.
It felt good outside. You know, so I'm like, oh my gosh, I'd love to live here in the summertime. It was like 65, 66, and I was telling everybody, I'm like, man, it feels like this all the time. And they're like, no, it's awesome. Like, this is awesome. I thought this was like where people would go for the summer just because how it feels. And they're like, no, it was 94 yesterday.
Oof.
So I just got lucky with that.
Yeah.
I was very fascinated by that. But I got on the boat first. I was kind of doing some mental math here. And the lady said, how many in your party? It was like, just me. And she said, you can go. But the entire boat was full. And I'm like, can I just wait?
Yeah.
And she said, yes. Well, they shut it off. So I was the first one. So I ran up and I got right in the dead center of the boat, like going towards the falls. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see the person that fell, but that was pretty cool. I mean, that wouldn't have been cool.
I understand.
But what if I dove in like Superman?
Inbound.
What if I ran to the center of the boat where the captain was driving it and changed and then ran back to the front of the boat?
And then swooped in?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
Maybe they would have let you in Canada then.
But you think about that. Who? I don't know how you fall in the falls. Now, okay. There are no fences.
No.
So were the rivers rushing into in a couple hundred yards where it's going to go over like the falls?
Yeah.
There is no fence. Mm-mm. So I don't know how you fall in a tourist area of like overlooking. But I can tell you that if you got down on that water too close and you were to slip and fall in, that current is so...
Oh, man, that current is fast.
Yeah, that current is so... It's rushing so much. There's no way... Right there where you parked, it's Niagara Falls State Park, where you parked, if you were to fall into that river, you couldn't swim out of it fast enough.
No.
There's no way.
No.
So, and then next thing, when I start looking at this, and it's got to be on the Canadian side because where all those falls are, it's rocks. It's giant, giant rocks down below. Like it's not just spilling over into water.
Yeah.
So all those people that went over in barrels, I don't know.
I have no clue.
Anyway, pretty long-winded because nobody wants to talk about that.
Yeah. We talked about Niagara Falls for a while. So you got to Buffalo after that?
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Or before that.
Yeah, so the only thing I wanted to do was go to the stadium, and I wanted to go eat the original Buffalo wings, which I'm going to get there. So I go to the stadium, drive there because I made it. I did the Maiden in the Mist thing. The whole ride lasts like 13 minutes.
Yeah,
and then I immediately got in the car, drove back through Buffalo. So I was like, I got to go to the team store now. See, you have the luxury of liking teams that are real popular and have a lot of gear. Like, you like OU. I hate OU. Well, I don't, but they have... the older I get, I don't hate OU completely. Like, you know, softball, they're such a dynasty where I'm like, well, that's cool they won. Yeah. Right? I'll go that. I'm not going football. I've had enough of them. Go to you. And so... But you've always had the luxury of seeing all this gear. And because... OU's always signed with like Nike or Jordan, and there's always this cool stuff.
Yeah.
Well, TU's a private school, and the stuff isn't always that cool. And then I live in Oklahoma. There's no Buffalo gear.
No.
So when I walk into this, this is like, I'm in the Toys R Us for Buffalo of life here.
Yeah.
This is the team store at the stadium, which, by the way, driving to the stadium, I'm in a neighborhood, like a tiny neighborhood, a tiny town. And I'm looking, and there's nothing. There's no shops or stores or malls built up around this thing. It's in a field in a tiny town.
That's cool.
Because it's not in Buffalo. It's in Orchard Park.
Okay.
Which is like 8 miles south of Buffalo. Mm-hmm. So I got it recorded as I'm driving, and I can't believe it. So all at once, this is an odd thing. All at once, it was, oh my, here it is, the stadium I've been staring at my whole life, and this is my favorite team. So there was like that sense of awe, like, for a second. But also at the same time, I thought, there's nothing here.
Yeah.
And then I start analyzing the stadium, and I'm like, the stadium sucks, man. It's like Muskogee. Muskogee has a pretty big high school stadium, but it's been there so long.
Yeah.
It's like I'm looking at Muskogee high school stadium. You know, where I'm like, well, that's a, eh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there. There's no press box. Although there's no press box, there's like four press box looking things. There's no like giant center press box. It was just very odd. And to be honest, for all the Buffalo stuff that I have, I didn't like anything in there.
Really?
One thing, and I got it on my head.
Nah, okay.
Back to the Butterland.
Yeah.
And the reason I bought this hat, now, for anybody, they're like, what was he talking about that Butterland? In Buffalo, there's a large Polish community. And so a long time ago, they settled in Buffalo, New York. I don't know why it originally happened. I don't know if they do this in Poland, but it's the butter lamb is literally a mold. It's a mold of butter in the shape of a lamb, and then they tie this red string around it. And every table in Buffalo, whether you're Polish or not, during Easter, has these little tiny molds of butter. It's a Buffalo thing. And so I bought this hat. It's the only thing that I was like, hey, somebody's going to see that. And the only way they're going to know when they see it is if you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Because nobody, outside of me telling this, nobody's going to know.
Yeah, I had no clue.
And so then people would see it. They're like, oh, the butter lamb. Where'd you get that? And I said, like, oh, my grandma, she used to have her own mold for the butter. So I guess, you know, she just put pats of butter down and smashed it
in there.
Yeah, and put a little red ribbon on it. And I'll tell you why I liked it. Because I'm in Buffalo. And here's what it means. I'll just read it. The butter lamb holds a significant meaning during Easter as the lamb represents Jesus as the Lamb of God. The butter lamb even has ties to the Passover and the exodus of the Jews from slavery. During this time, the blood of the sacrificial lamb was placed at the door so the angel of death would pass over their firstborn. Like, that's the meaning.
I've heard that story a million times and never have I heard anything about a butter lamb.
Well, that's because it's a Polish.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not.
I was like,
Lane just thought in the book of Exodus.
Yeah.
Or what, like, Jesus said, bring the butter lamb, guys, and put a 716 area code on it.
Oh, that's what it symbolizes. Oh, man. Okay, I got you now.
Yeah, well,
I'm tracking.
Jesus loves butter lambs.
I might edit that part out.
Nope. Nope, we're educating people. So, yeah, that's a thing.
Oh, John. John's going to like that one.
Yeah. But that's what, anyway, it's a thing. That's why I got the hat.
That's cool.
Yeah. The whole experience was cool.
So what wings place did you go to? I think I know the name, but Dino, I can't think of it. I know it, though.
Well, hold up. Guess. Do you know?
I think it's something Dino. Dino wings or dinosaur wings or.
All right. You ready for this?
Yeah, unless I'm thinking of a different one.
Well, it came from the Anchor Bar.
What?
Yeah.
No, somebody else in upstate New York claims that they made.
Nobody
yes,
in upstate
do.
New York.
Watch.
Buffalo wings came from Buffalo. It started at the Anchor
Bar.
Well,
isn't Buffalo upstate or no?
I got to be honest.
What am I thinking of?
Hold on.
Syracuse?
No, this is good. Syracuse is not that far away. But because you said that, you see how you said upstate? I was on the plane with somebody the other day, and I was like, where are you guys from? And they're like, oh, upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. Actually, what is upstate New York? What does that mean?
You want me to Google it?
Yeah, because I literally don't know what it means. I hear people say it like, oh, you from New York City? No, from upstate. I mean, you could be from overstate, from downstate. I don't know what that means.
Okay, yeah, Anchor Bar. Okay, I would have never guessed that. Okay, what does...
You were going to argue about...
No.
I literally was just there.
No, I understand that, but I know of another place there, but maybe they're just popular for the wings. What does...
Well, so anyway, it's... her name is Teresa Bellissimo. And so she cooked leftover wings and hot sauce for her kids. And like, that's how it started. Like, they liked it. So when they have like chicken wings and drums that were old, she would just throw this hot sauce on it that she invented. Like, she invented the sauce.
Yeah.
And then would bake it on there or whatever. And that's what they would eat. Now, so I don't know if initially, here's what I don't know. I don't know if the lady initially put it in frying oil. That may be in a current thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're unbelievable. They're not the greatest wings I've ever had. Like, people are asking me. So when I was there eating, they're like, where are you from? I was like, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so they're like, are these wings best wings you ever had? And I'm like, well, no, but not. I was like, but this is not out of, like, disrespect.
Yeah.
It's like everything. Every person that I told them that day I was going to eat at the Anchor Bar to eat those wings, every person like, they got better wings.
Yeah.
I don't care if they have better wings. I'm in Buffalo. You think about Buffalo wings. They're on every menu, bar menu, lunch menu, like at every place that calls themselves American food.
Yep.
Across the entire country. It started at that little place. It is kind of a little place. It's average size place, but it started right there. Like, I'm fascinated with
yeah.
it. So I don't care for. There's better Buffalo wings in Tulsa. The what's that? Albert G's? Is that downtown?
I love that place.
Yeah. Albert G's has those wings, smoked wings and roughneck sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest wings we've ever had in my life. And it's in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So, but the place was good. And just for like just being there, just to say, I loved it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was a good time. And that time was good. Well, this was a transition in the story here that you didn't know about. I was good. And then I go to the hotel room.
Where Superman stayed?
And no, because I gotta stay in Buffalo because they won't let me across. They don't care if you're Indian.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I mean, it's like I don't know who the travel agent is in India, but they're like they must push Niagara Falls hardcore because if there were out of let's put it in percentage, I'd guess 70. I'd guess 60% of the tourists were from India.
When I went, it was 80.
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
I of all the people, and I'm not trying to reference back because I was talking about Buffalo, and I was, yeah. and maybe I lose this perfect transition with like speaking of it was a good time till, but on that boat because I was right in the middle. Well, people were trying to cram them. I was where you would want to be.
Yeah,
I guess they have different. Of course they do. It was India. I guess they have different rules about space, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were in my space.
Yeah.
And the lady's pointing at stuff. Her forearm is 3 inches in front of my face.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, like three. Like, she's like, look at this.
Yeah.
With her forearm in my face. And I'm mad about it. And she's like bumping me over, and she just keeps doing it. And she continues to talk. And this is the same people when I was standing in line. She's like, sir, the picture, and she had this camera. I thought they wanted me to take a picture of them,
yeah.
for them, you know, and you're just being nice. You're just being nice, so you're like, oh, sure. And they're like, no, the picture. I'm like, what? So like, and she's moving me. She's like waving me out of the way. I'm in the way of their picture for them to take a picture of their dad so they can see the water at the same time.
Yeah.
So I got punked by this lady.
Yeah.
And then I got punked by the same lady who was... I mean, I was not happy about it.
I can tell.
I finally, I didn't like shove or anything, but I finally just, you know, my shoulders are wide, and now my midsection's also wide. So I just, I made my whole body wide, and you weren't getting in my way anymore.
Yeah.
I'd had enough of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so I don't, why'd I get all sidetracked? So, yeah, everything was good. The Buffalo thing was good. All, it was awesome. And then it was 8 in the morning, which, by the way, is late for my new current standards, but it was the weekend, and so I probably was already laying there, but I just hear this, like this vibration, like this thumping, loud music. I hear loud music.
A good vibration?
Yeah, kind of. So, yeah. Well, hang on. So I'm like, what is that? Because it's rattling my walls at 8 in the morning. And I go over, and I open the window, and I look down there. It's a gay day float, and they got, and they're playing the loudest music ever, and the people are dancing, and they, from appearance, I'm on whatever floor, and they got drinks in their hand. It's 8 in the morning. That's how I got woke up.
Did you join?
No. I recorded it because I can't believe what I'm watching. Yeah. At 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
Listen, you can have your parade. I don't want to be a part of it, so turn the music off till I leave town. I'd had enough of it. I'm just watching, you know? It's like, I don't... Listen, man, I don't care. Like, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do, do that. But I don't have to join in your celebration. It don't even matter that I'm... That if you want to have your celebration, fine. Turn the music off. I mean, I wanted to walk down there and punk half the crowd and start unripping. Oh, by the way, half the crowd. There wasn't a crowd. It was just the people on the float. I don't know where they went. I have no idea where they went to. Apparently, there was a celebration that day somewhere.
Interesting.
Yeah. I left town. And so, I'm on the escalator. And I'm not even rude about that. I'm on the escalator, and they're like, are you in town for the parade? And I just look at them. You know, and I'm always cool. I'm always real respectful about that stuff. And I just was... I just shook my head no, and I was like, that was it. That's the end of that.
Were they in town for the parade?
No.
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 Why did they?
Were they looking at my loafers? I have loafers on. That was like, was that your assumption? I mean, everybody that knows me knows I'll wear something. You know, a little. I wear loafers. Flare. But yeah, like I got this thing on. It looks like, what's that?
They can't see it.
Oh yeah, what's you? Tell your friends. What's that? The rustic cuff?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll wear the shiny beads. I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
You know, but especially when they're Buffalo colors.
Yeah.
But I didn't have this on then, so it's not like I had the shiny beads. But I don't know. That's what they said. I'm like, no, absolutely not. Probably because I was going downstairs at the time that these people were firing off this thing. That's my only... Like I heard the call. Like, it started thumping. Like, oh, my. I got to get down there quick. I left Buffalo. I'd had enough of it. So, you know my favorite game to do?
What? Well, you have a couple favorite games.
When I'm out of town.
No, what?
When I'm driving out of town. And especially if it's where you've never been. And it was in reference to that earlier. Because, to tie it back, I did get in Lake Erie on the way home. And this game started on the way home. Remember I said I'd like to get I got in Lake Erie. Have you ever been in any of those lakes?
No. No. We went to Lake Erie. But I didn't get in. It was freezing.
Well, they all look like oceans, like when you get there.
That's what I was blown away by, how massive Lake Erie was.
Yeah. So I got in. It was freezing.
Yeah.
But I did it. So my favorite game is when I'm driving, especially if you've never been there. Every road sign that would say, you know, this town, I can't even name a town. Every road sign for a town, I would get on Wikipedia and look up notable people.
Oh, okay.
You know, because these are tiny towns in the middle of nowhere. And I would do that. And I went through there, and there's a couple, but I get to Dunkirk, New York. I think it has 12,000 people. I think it does. But the side where I entered, because it was right after I left Lake Erie, I was driving into this tiny town. And I didn't. So I guess there was a main portion. I just wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
It said, welcome to Dunkirk. And this whole time, I see some factories, so I know there's got to be life there, but like there's the part of town I'm on, there's nothing. So I like notable people. Half the band Megadeth, remember those people?
Nope.
The lead singer Dave Mustaine was the original member of Metallica.
Oh, okay.
And then went on to start his own band Megadeth. Half the band's from Dunkirk. And then one of the singers, Well, if you don't know Megadeth, you know Three Dog Night?
No.
Okay, well, 70s band, but it, like if I turned it on right now, you'd be like, yep, I know that song. Okay. 100%. I turn on Megadeth, you'd be like, yeah, I know that song. There's more than one song, but I'm just saying you would know.
Yeah.
That dude's from there. The creator, one of the directors of Gone in 60 Seconds is from there. That 70s show, the creator's from there.
Really?
It's in the middle of nowhere. A tiny town in New York. And like, you know, that's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
And like I grew up in Locust Grove, right? Oklahoma. And every time, like, who's famous for there? And this is what I say. I'm like, Willard Stone. Well, they do if you're in that space.
Yes.
You know, but he's not alive anymore, but he's this Native American sculptor. And he has things in museums all over.
Oh, yeah, you've told me.
Yeah, but that's what I say, you know. So when you're talking about these days famous people, you've been to Locust Grove? The Kardashians are from there. Yeah. Like that, you don't drive through there. Yeah. And so I just was fascinated by that.
Yeah, that is cool.
Now, this is technically not true because these days there is a Major League Baseball player, and you would know if you're in the know.
Yeah.
But if you don't watch baseball at all and you don't like sports, you're not going to know who Adrian Hauser is. You won't have any idea. But if you're into it, you know, you're like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And we got some other people. But, in that space, we got some other people. Just like I told you, my dad's friend played professional baseball. Also, previous to this kid, he's not driving to Missouri and be like, Bob Davis? Like, you know, it's just, he's an awesome guy. Funny. Everybody loves him. But, you know, you just know if you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my favorite game to do everywhere I go. You don't do that game?
No.
Well, maybe you should fast.
I would. I do it more with food.
What? So you're driving through tiny towns and you get on Wikipedia and like notable restaurants.
Yeah.
I don't think that's on Wikipedia though, is it?
Well, I'd say probably not on Wikipedia, but Google, yeah, I would.
I do that when I travel. I know what you're saying. I was attempting to like be silly about it, but when I go out of town, I look up usually what I type in restaurants that were on TV. It's something.
Yeah, like yeah, yes, 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 yes.
And so
Guy Fieri, like he does the Diver's Drive. That's what I usually go to him to see if he's been to this town. Right. If he hasn't, then you know.
Just the other day, I've been to Pittsburgh this whole time, and I've knocked out every restaurant. And there's this guy. It's a restaurant. It's called Nadine's Bar, and he has a shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
The front of it said Nadine's Bar, and the back said Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins. I think that's the name of the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, where's that? I mean, and he said, if you're in Pittsburgh, he's like, oh, it's on the south side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's where I used to stay. I had no idea.
Did you go?
No, because that part I just told you, I saw that shirt like on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Last week.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, crap, I guess I'll go there.
Yeah.
Because he went there for that. You know, that TV show. So I thought I'd been to every place that was on a TV show in Pittsburgh, and I guess I hadn't.
Have you been to any restaurants that have been on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Oh, yeah, like a lot of them. Like all of the country.
Were there any bad ones? Or like...
Because I'm in Pittsburgh, so there's Kelly O's Diner. They have this dish. I'd have to look up the menu for the sake of the show, but it's this potato-based thing. Maybe I should look it up, but whatever. It was on a show, Kelly O's. So when I walk in, I said, what was on the show? And she said these couple of things. And I said, well, bring me both of those.
Yeah.
So I ate it. This Polish potato kind of dish.
Okay.
Not
very good. Yeah.
I didn't care about it.
I was just curious because I've only been to, I think, one. And it's in Amarillo. And it's a burger place called Coyote Bluff.
Oh, no. No, I haven't been there.
Yeah.
You said Amarillo, and I thought you were going to say the Big Texan. Like, no. I've been there.
Yeah,
I got it to go one day for me and my buddy.
Yeah. Did he go? I just know they have the Big Steak.
The Big Texan.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I haven't been there. What was I going to say? You asked me if I thought it was terrible. Yeah. Terrible. Yeah, I didn't think it was that good.
Yeah.
Not really. And well, somehow it made the show, though.
What about the other thing?
I was just going to tell you this, just food-wise. The other... So, I've said a few times I go to Joe's Crab Shack on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Is Joe's Crab Shack so good that I should be going once a week? No, it's not.
I think it's so good that you mention it that we deserve a sponsorship.
I know. Yeah. And I go with that one. So, then I discover this place called Luke Woolley's. Now, this is 8 months in the making. I just started going to these other places finally. I go to Luke Woolley's, and I'm like, you know what? I like it. And I just order shrimp cocktail and sushi. Well, it's a seafood place, but that's the only thing I ever get. But I like it. Mm-hmm. The other day, I go to this other place called Roland Seafood Grill. Top five best meal in my entire life.
Really?
Every place I've ever been.
Oh, yeah, you texted me.
Top five by far best meal I've ever eaten in my life. Hmm. So I just briefly mentioned Luke Woolley's to get to this part to say the sushi that you could probably get anywhere, you know, whatever, the shrimp cocktail. His dad is a seafood wholesaler, so it's fresh, but it's just, you know, I can get that anywhere.
Yeah.
Roland Seafood Grill had the greatest, it's called Spicy Seafood Stew.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Oh, my, it's not. It's not like, it doesn't come out in a bowl or you're just forking up soup.
Yeah.
When it comes out, you have mussels and clams on top.
I've never had a mussel or clam.
Are they oysters?
Or oysters.
I don't know. None of them. It's one of them.
If I got to slurp it, I'm not eating it.
You don't have to slurp it.
You go.
They're cooked.
Like, and then it like sucks in the back of your throat.
Or
and
steamed.
Then,
they're steamed when they come out. So anyway, oh, man.
Do you chew it?
Huh? Well, you got to chew it. I mean,
I just imagine you go, and then it just goes.
Why do you keep making all those
that's what
sounds? People don't want to hear those disgusting sounds.
That's what it does.
On their, like,
that's what I think it would do.
Like right now, if people are listening to this in their office and they can hear it,
like,
yeah, why do you do that?
Because that's what it sounds like.
That's prevert stuff, man. Oh. Like, I don't. People say that. That you're supposed to put, I like it with a little salt and you know, the sauce, cocktail sauce, and then they swallow it. I don't, I chew them.
That's disgusting.
There's no point to eat oysters if you don't chew them.
Why eat oysters, period?
No, I'm just, but really think about the act. Like you're eating these because of what they taste like. But if you just put it in your mouth and swallow it, just put it in and swallow it, why are you eating it?
But that's my point. I don't think they mean to just swallow it. They might want to chew it, but they go, and then it just sucks.
It doesn't do that. I eat them. You know, this, you don't eat these. And you're telling me. Like,
I seen it on TV once.
You did, because people do that. But.
I'm arguing with you how you eat them.
Yeah, but you haven't ate them. That was my point. You haven't eaten them. And then you're like, this is how you do it. I know. You know what? This is how you do it. And buffalo wings didn't come from Buffalo. They came from Montana. Buffalo, Montana.
No, I knew it was someone in New York. Buffalo wings, Buffalo, I get it. I was saying that there's another very popular restaurant, and I think whatever town it is, I can't remember what town, but it's in upstate and they're known for the wings.
Literally, according to everybody in Buffalo, they're like,
these are the best wings.
You know those aren't the best wings, right? Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Oh, and then I ate beef on wick.
What is that?
That's right, because I didn't know what people were saying when they kept saying it. They're like, have you tried the beef on all Buffalo stuff? Have you tried the beef on wick?
What is it?
It's roast beef on wick bread. What wick bread is it has. There's salt and something else on top. I don't remember. It's like a Polish bread. And so I went to this place that started in 1837.
Wow.
And it was really awesome.
Huh.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. Beef on Weck. Never heard of it in my life.
Never.
Anyway, well, I guess we'll get off here. I did go to the Motherlands and I just wanted to share the experience with everybody, because I bet I boosted tourism 25% after this episode.
Oh, probably.
In Buffalo.
Yeah.
Like, I got to get up there.
Yeah, they're going to go get the buttered lamb.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I bought this in the clearance bin.
Getting deals out there in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's they only had two left, probably. That's because they're a hot seller there in Buffalo.
Well, it's going to be after this episode.
Oh, yeah. Butter lamb. Get your butter lamb hats. They got a 7-1... I don't know even. Is it a 713 or 6? I can't see myself.
Nah, I don't. 716.
716. Area code, tell your friends. All right, love everybody. We had enough of this?
Boomer.
Yeah, go Pete Rose Hall of Fame. Love everybody. Did you really think I was going to complete the rest of that? Just, the show was over, and now you got to. Now I'm going to talk about it. You know what I hate? When I'm in a mall, it's not even. I don't, because I don't go to OU games. I'm at a mall. I'm at a restaurant. I'm at a strip mall. Wherever you're at, and somebody goes airport. Because they'll see
somebody goes, Boomer.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's not awesome. It's completely stupid.